All right, welcome to Lion of Judah Synagogue. I am your host, Israel James, like King James. Sat lean like you're sitting and leaning. Today we're going to talk about, pull up my notes, where we are at now. So where are we at now? Today, I'm in America right now. I'm just going to let you know. Somewhere in America. All right, but today in the world, everyone is waking up to the truth that the Jews are about ready to take over the whole world. Okay, and there's a lot of people that don't want them to. They're like, oh no. Like, once we have the temple in Israel and they start sacrificing, they're just going to take over the whole world and everyone's going to have to be their slaves. Which is probably what's going to happen. Regardless of it, if everybody in the whole world says, oh, we don't want that to happen, it's still going to happen. That's just how the fruit gets produced. Like, this whole organism couldn't work if the fruit never got produced, right? Like, if I made an invention, then I would have to invent it to have a purpose. The same with the world. The world's purpose is not to get taken over by a tribe of indigenous people in the Middle East. Like, for the benefit of only them. The world is purposely created for a one law to go throughout the entire land. Because like I spoke about in World News with Israel, my other podcast, or another podcast besides DJ King Worldwide. It's like, hang on. Lost my train of thought for a minute. Sometimes it's like, if I just click over to one thing, then I don't lose my train of thought. But if I click over to two things, it's like, man, if I just had that power inside of my mind to be like, click over to one thing, two things, three things, four things, and then get back to the first thing or back to the topic and the direction of that conversation was going, that would be good. So going back to where we're at now. Oh, all of Emmanuel's prophecies have been fulfilled, pretty much. The Jews are still like, we don't believe it. And probably 80% of them and 50% of the Orthodox people probably never heard the New Testament gospel or even know what Emmanuel said. But he was written about, we talked about, in Isaiah 7:14. Today we were going to talk about Cyrus. We'll talk about him next show. But Cyrus the Great and the history of the Persian Empire. I'll do a little more research on it hopefully this week. Hopefully. So I have a good show for you next week on Cyrus the Great. But this week we were talking about where we at now. So everybody's waking up to the fact that the Jews are about to succeed in what they said they were going to succeed at since the beginning of their time after the Red Sea. They're like, one of these days, we're going to have a leader. We're going to have a temple. We're going to take over everything and set everyone free. Oh, that was another concept that I really need people to get out there. It's that we're not enslaving people. We're setting them free. It's the other people that want to enslave you and keep you like a tiger in their little zoo cage and make you dance around like a monkey. We're trying to say, no, you can't do that to people. And whenever you try, we're going to check you. And that's why I'm going to be working with some people on setting up an organization so that when you need to get checked legally in a lawful manner, like under whatever laws you're under in your little province of land, they're all different. But whatever, then if you start getting persecuted and if not following under the laws of Moses, then we'll figure out how to handle the situation together in a peaceful manner, but for the benefit of the human, not for the benefit of the little meat grinding machine we call the American judicial system or communist judicial systems or any man-made system. We're done with man-made systems. The human race, listen to me, is done with man-made systems. No longer are we going to be under man-made systems. We're just going to turn to God's system. All of us right now, together. There's some of us that aren't going to accept it. They're going to be like, no, I'd rather have 50,000 laws instead of 614, but you're trying to enslave me by putting me under 614 laws, because we'd rather have 50,000 American laws that they make up every day while they give money to Ukraine. And don't have people starving on the streets with little signs every day out in front of McDonald's. Yeah. And homeless. Oh, I was watching, like, there's a big homeless crisis locally, and people are just, like, living in their cars, and I've had to do it a few times, honestly. Yeah, you know, you run out of money, and the second you run out of a house, you're done. It's like, bam, oh, I lost my job for a week. Bam, your house is gone. What are you going to do? Like, that's how cruel and wicked America is. Wicked, cruel America, and the people at the top just are like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we're going to do something about it. Oh, and then somebody's like, oh, no, you're not. That's how politics works. No, you're not. Yes, I am. 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 That's all we ever get. So we're done with politics. We're done with your man-made laws. This is what it's got us. We don't do anything but try to take from the people and enslave them and throw them in prison if they don't do exactly what the politicians say. It's just a big racket, guys. Just a big racket. Okay, so that's where we are today. We're living inside this racket game called man-made systems. I don't care if they're Russia. I don't care if they're the United States of America. I don't care if they're Canada. I don't care if they're Mexico. I don't care. Why can't we all follow one set of laws? Like, honestly, because what happens then, it's like, in America, I might get my head cut off for something that's totally legal somewhere else. And you might get your hand chopped off for something that you're only going to get 10 days for in America. Like, somebody's, like, wicked in the whole equation. And I'm not getting treated fair as a human. If you're getting off for the same thing I'm getting my head chopped off for, then that sucks, cause to be my human under an oppressive system where they don't even care about the law and they just want to execute punishment on people and they don't even have no rewards. Like, God owns everything. Everything down here is God's. So if you don't play by God's rules, guess what you get? Nothing. And guess where you get to go? Into the timeout chair. We got a good timeout chair coming for you. And the people in charge of that timeout chair know exactly who they are and what's going to happen when we need the timeout chair. Got good brothers out there. All right. So, where are we at now? So, where we're at now is basically in an oppressed system, but where are we going? That's what we really want to talk about, is where we're going. No point in focusing. We're going, believe it or not, we're going to Zion, guys. Going to Zion. And I have a good scripture here that I actually found. I wanted to read today. That's why I caught a glance of it. That's why I wanted to go through that real fast. All right, so yeah, if I can find it now, just had it. Oh, it's on one of these things. I like doing my little funny voice sometimes. It makes me feel like that's basically what I'm pointing out, just peculiarities of people. All right, so this is Psalms 87, verse 2. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon as among them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This one was born there. So the Lord loves the gates of Zion. Zion is pretty much Jerusalem. I'd say it's a little bit deeper than that, but it's not something to really be talked about. Something just to be done. All right, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. So even all the things above that Jacob can do, he still loves the gates of Zion. All right, I will make mention of Rahab. Rahab, that's, you got to be talking about a Rahab the prostitute. That's the only thing I can think of, which eventually led to Emmanuel. She had the little red cord that went out the window because she helped the Jewish people, and they said, well, we'll spare you because you actually helped us. But everyone else inside Jericho was done for. Like, you know, we've already, like, the Jews have already done this time and time and time again. Oh, that's the other thing I was thinking today, too. This is kind of where we're at, too. It's like, during Emmanuel's time, like, he was kind of upset that, like, Jerusalem wouldn't accept him kind of deal. But it's almost like they just weren't ready. Like, it's like, dude, they hadn't had enough bullcrap yet to where they're like, oh, yeah, okay, we're actually going to stand up now and not take bullcrap anymore. But I think today they're much more ripe for that. So if Emmanuel was here, they'd probably be following him and be like, yeah, okay, well, you're our leader, but we're going to go about this in a peaceful manner. We just got to convince everybody else. That's the problem with peaceful manners, that you just got to convince everybody instead of telling them. So it's like, yeah, we can do it in a peaceful manner, okay? But the question is, after the peaceful manner, what happens when they purposely try to lead people astray after that? When they, like, know the truth, but they're like, no, we know the truth. We know that that car is yellow. But we're going to tell everybody it's purple because it serves our better interest to have them believe it's purple, because then they'll think it's a royal car because it's purple. So they're basically twisting the truth, the car is yellow, into a falsity. It's purple because it suits their own interest, which is trying to make money off a royal color, trying to get accolade and stuff like that. Man, sometimes I come up with some good words. I really like words. Words are very powerful. That's why I'm excited to have the opportunity one of these years to learn the Hebrew language, because I really want to learn it, but I'm not going to sit around for video after video. I'd rather just talk to somebody that knows it. What's this word? What's this word? How do I use this? Like, ask my questions. Then maybe watch a video. I'm just not into just spending thousands of hours watching videos. It just doesn't make sense to me. And I'm not into going to no synagogues around here. There's no real synagogues, so I'll just sit here and wait for somebody to come pick me up and take me into Jerusalem and let me live there. That would be the nice thing for them to do, but it seems like it's taking a while. But, like, a lot of people are like, man, this sacrifice of the red heifer is going to happen. And I'm like, I don't know how this is going to go here. So we're going to sacrifice the red heifer, and then what's going to happen? I thought the Messiah had to be involved in that. So I was like, okay, so the Messiah is somewhere, but we just haven't seen him yet. Or should I can't go to Jerusalem now because I'm banned from Israel for a while, I guess. I don't know, there'd be no point. Oh, yeah, because then they shut the embassies on me, didn't they? Like, oh, yeah, I went to Israel, and then they kicked me out, and I had to come back, and they're like, oh, when you get back, go to the embassies, and then you can try to immigrate here. And then right when I got back the next day, the embassies were closed. I'm like, dude, I don't want to do this. Like, I just want to go live around Jewish people, like some real Jewish people that's just like, hey, all we do is talk about the Torah all day. It's the only thing that excites us, and fighting off the wickedness out of the land. The only thing that we are enjoying. And however you can go about spreading the light and pushing back the darkness, then that's what we're going to support, and that's what's going to get funded. Instead, I'm over here in America where it's like, if the more retarded you can become, the worse person that you can make yourself out to be on TV, the most vile thing that you can do will pay you the most money. And the meaner you can be to your employees will give you bonuses. It's ridiculous. I do not like working for anyone in this country. I'm going to start working for myself here in just a second. As soon as I get these little business cards for the House of Israel, where I'm going to teach people lots of stuff. Cooking, cleaning, organizing, karate, stretching, exercising, sports. What else is on my list? Lots of things are on my list, man. These kids are all going to be like little machines when they come out of this place. But first, I have to find a place to actually host it. That's what I'm looking for, as a host right now. Looking for a host with a space. That's all I need. Space, hopefully with a oven would be nice. But, yeah, we might. I wonder if I could use the library if I planned it out right. But, no, I don't think so. But you could use it to teach in, which would be nice. I could schedule time out to teach at the library, and that would be good. Teach the Torah, That's the most important thing. Language, probably second most important thing. And then anything else on the list of things would be the rest that would be important. All right, so thanks for tuning in to the Lion of Judah Synagogue. I'm your host, Israel James, like the king, sat lean, like you're sitting and leaning. You have a great day out there. Shalom.